essentially the same amount of energy to be unhappy as it does to be happy. I mean, if you think about it, we're using the same amount of energy.
Okay.
But we're not making the same choices.
Okay.
It's the same energy, but we're making different choices. And those choices lead to different decisions. And remember, choice fuels decision.
But how do we know what choices to make? I mean, black and white, okay, I'll either go black or white. You know, up or down, okay, up or down. But sometimes we are so inundated with 10 and 15 and 20 choices, rather than trying to sift through and find the best one, or get rid of half and then get rid of another half, we're so overwhelmed, we just won't make a choice.
Well, and that's one of the, I think, the downfalls of our
information age?
Our intellect. You know, our information age, that we're inundated by so much information that sometimes it becomes difficult to make a choice. I would say, you know, I think it's important to take some time and to slow down, because all of this type A behavior, personality style, running around with aggressive, you know, deadlines, and we have to do it by such a time, and if I don't get that iPod in my ear, if I don't get the right kind of cell phone, I'm not going to be able to, you know, communicate with my friends. Yeah, well, what happened with just using your mouth? So what we're looking at here is we need to make choices, rational choices, but we may need to prioritize some of those choices. We may need to boil it down to maybe three alternatives. And you know what? Sometimes you just have to make a choice. You have to take action and do something rather than do nothing sometimes. And it's important to say, well, listen, maybe it is trial and error. So I made a choice. It didn't work out. What am I going to do different the next time? What can I do to make it better? What can I do to improve my life? What can I do to improve my decision-making processes? And that's something that we need to start focus on more and more, rather than falling into this world of groupthink, you know, where everyone's conforming to everyone else's decisions. Nobody's, you know, really paying attention. They're just doing their own thing. And, you know, when does it come time to say when is enough enough? And we have to really start making really solid, good choices that have, you know, lifelong effects for us.
Could the analogy be made that people keep putting in the same video of a movie and watching it over and over again, expecting a different ending, and not understanding why they don't get a different ending each time?
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of you have done that? How many of you have put in the same video over and over, the same CD or DVD over and over, expecting something different to happen? Hey, that's already been scripted.
I've never done that before. Never.
But remember, you make and you create your own life script.
Yeah.
You create your own life. And then some people will say to me, well, you know, something happened to me. I was in an accident and now I'm in a wheelchair. So I guess I didn't create my life. Well, your life was created. But now you have a choice of what you're going to do while you're in that wheelchair. And I know a lot of people that are in wheelchairs that are out there and they have optimistic attitudes and they're doing a lot of positive things and they're educating people and they're teaching people. And I see people who are physically and mentally challenged out there working with people, that are brain damaged working with people, that don't have all their hearing or their vision, and they're out working with people.
Yeah.
You know, enough of the excuses. What talents do you have? What do you have? What gifts do you have? I believe all of us have been put here with valuable gifts. What gifts do you bring to your loved ones? What gifts do you bring to the workplace? What do you like about yourself? I have a belief, you know, you can't give more than you got. The more you got, the more you give, and the more you give, the more you get back. That's one of life's laws. But I'll tell you one thing, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.